Hello and welcome to Eric's Video Game Mixtape, episode 31. My name is Eric and I love video games and video game music. This show is a collection of songs that I think are good examples of what makes video game music so special. Hey everyone, how are you? I'm doing well, it's Monday, and I'm ready to start the week off right with some good video game tunes, but first, as you know, I like to say at the beginning of every show that video game music is, more often than not, a labor of love. So you should support the artists who make it. And there are always links in the show notes to where you can buy that music if at all possible. Sometimes it's older stuff and it's just not out there to buy. But I encourage you to go check that out if you like what you hear. And I think you will. But anyway, let's get to the first track. The first one is from a game that I've been playing a bunch recently. It just came out a week or two ago, very recently, and it's very fun. It's a game called The Swindle. It's a platforming, roguelike-y, kind of like Spelunky, only with stealth elements to it, and it's cool. It's really fun, and it's really very hard as well. I'm dying a lot in that game, but it's still fun, and it's got good music. Music done by Toby Evans. And I'm gonna play a track called Welcome to the Swindle. So here we go. It is Welcome to the Swindle by Toby Evans. And it's from the game The Swindle. I'm gonna have to play more music from that soundtrack because it's got a ton. There are a lot of tracks on that soundtrack, and it's only like $10. It's good value there. You should really pick it up. Anyway, moving right along, the next track is from the game The Immortal. This is an old game. I remember playing the NES version of it, but it started off as, I think, an old PC game. There's been a bunch of versions of it. Anyway, it's very hard. It's this kind of fantasy, top-down, three-quarter view. you're this wizard dude, and you die a lot, or at least that was my experience. You die a lot, but it had really cool animation and atmosphere and cool music that was done by, Rob Hubbard. And I'm gonna play a song called Egg. So here we go. It is Egg by Rob Hubbard, and it's from the game The Immortal. Thank you. that takes me back. Good old days. And, you know, speaking of good old games, when I was a youngin, I would play a game on the old Apple II computers that's just the green screen at my school, a game called Oregon Trail. And I would always die of syphilis or some damn thing. But can you imagine how much more interesting that game would have been if they added zombies to it? Well, imagine no longer. The Oregon Trail Director's Cut is the game next on the playlist, and it's got music done by Ben Crossbones. An excellent name. And this song is called Patient Zero, and it's by Ben Crossbones, and it's from the game Oregon Trail Director's Cut. It is time for the listener requested track of the week. This week, at GTVRHS, or Garrett, wanted to hear something from the game Tetrisphere, which is a cool old Nintendo 64 game. This game is, I mean, it's fine. It's a fun game, but it's not the best game. Although maybe I'm saying that just because I was never very good at it. But you know what it does have? Is some cool, techno-y kind of music, which I would love to play for you now. I'm gonna play a track called Tigray, which this music was done by Neil Voss, and it's from the game Tetrisphere. We'll be right back. Track, isn't it? I enjoy that. I've aside from that first track I played this week, it's been a lot of old games. So let's just keep going with that. The next track is from an old game. You might have heard of it. It's called Metroid. That's right, the original on the old NES. With music done by, of course, Hip Tanaka, as he's known. I'm gonna play just the title music, because I don't think I've ever played any music from the original Metroid quite yet. So here we go. It is the title by Hip Tanaka, and it's from the game Metroid. Moving right along, though, in keeping with our old game thing we're doing, let's play something from the Genesis, the old Sega Genesis. How about Castlevania Bloodlines, with music done by Michiro Yamane. I'm just gonna play stage one, and it's really good. I like the music from this game a lot. So here we are, it's stage one, and it's from Castlevania Bloodlines. We'll be right back. Alright, I've got time for one more track, and for the last one, I'm not going to play an old game, I'm going to play something from new again, a game called Monaco. It came out not too long ago, and it had music done by Austin Winteroy. Some really cool and fun piano music, but he also had a bunch of people make covers of the music in the game and added that as a bonus to the album, which is really worth getting because there's some great stuff on there. And one of them I'm going to play for you now. It's a cover done by the Videri String Quartet, and they're covering A Wolf in Sheep's Clothes. And it's really enjoyable, so here we go. It is A Wolf in Sheep's Clothes from the soundtrack, well, the extended soundtrack, of the game Monaco. Do it. That is a show. Thank you all for listening. Hey, if you want a song requested and played on this show, you can do that. It's easy. All you gotta do is hit me up on Twitter with the username @ericsvgmixtape. Let me know what you want to hear, and I would be all too happy to play something for you. And hey, if you've got a free moment and you're feeling generous, do me a solid and go over to iTunes and rate this show with 5 stars. It helps new listeners find the show, and it gives me a very nice warm feeling inside. Or if you don't want to do that, just tell somebody, say, hey, there's this neat show, I like it, you might like it, you know, I mean, you don't have to, but, you know, if you want to, that'd be cool. Anyway, that's enough of me begging. Thank you all for listening, and I hope you all have a lovely week, and I will see you all next time. Bye-bye.